Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wednesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. A blow from a person of exemplary character has the same effect as a blow from a person of bad character. It was the deft finding of AFL Appeals Board Chairman Peter O'Callaghan in the Basher Hawley case 7 years ago. It was quoted a couple of months ago in the Jimmy Webster hearing, and it holds just as true in the immediate aftermath of the Charlie Cameron case. Last night, the tribunal used its discretion to accept exceptional and compelling circumstances and lift a suspension on the Brisbane Lions forward. A combination of 207 games without suspension, Cameron's work in the Indigenous community and his position as a role model, and the fact his dangerous tackle was in the lower range of careless were all combined to establish exceptional and compelling circumstance. It's difficult to fathom that finding. The jury was bedazzled, I think, by the defence that stated 13,125 players had participated in AFL and only 668 had reached 200 games. Almost half of those had been suspended for one match or more. But Cameron has previously been fined five times, three of those for rough conduct, the charge he was facing last night. That's not really the record of a clean skin. I would have expected 300 games without blemish would have been the threshold for an exceptional record. So should Scott Pendlebury ever be before the tribunal, he should absolutely rely on this provision and it should be accepted. I think there are 64 players in the league at the moment who have played more than 200 games. I reckon there'd be a lot of checking their tribunal records going on this morning. How the off-field work relates to an on-field incident is abstract to the point of esoteric. It was used in the Hawley case when character references were provided from the Prime Minister down and the tribunal reduced a four-match ban to two. That was a far more serious case as a player had been left knocked out. The appeal appropriately restored the original penalty. A blow from a person of exemplary character has the same effect as a blow from a person of bad character. Cameron's was a garden variety dangerous tackle. We've had a year and a bit of conditioning to recognise and accept this action would result in suspension. It's been a painful process to drag the football world and the players here. But last night it was needlessly set aside. It comes a week after Toby Green was, well, he was as mystified to be cleared of a dangerous tackle as most of us watching on.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what I was going to get, but I was, you know, I thought it could have been a fine, potentially a week or potentially nothing. So, I was pretty happy when I found out the news. I was happy.
Do you know why it went your way? Did you get the explanation?
No, I didn't. I think the club actually tried to find out, but I haven't heard.
Michael Christian said yesterday there was an angle that showed you released the pinned arm just in sufficient time to fulfil your duty of care.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of under that understanding, that there was a potentially another angle that the media or the fans don't get to see, and that showed it much clearer and you know, it helped me. So, yeah, that must be why.
Did you release that arm deliberately, knowingly, or was it just how it unfolded?
No, I think it was just how it unfolded. It's not something I thought about. You know, I made a tackle 2 seconds before that one, so I was sort of in the heat of the moment, and certainly wasn't trying to sling tackle him, but I was, as I said, I was happy with the result. And
So a mystery angle we never saw, and Toby didn't. He didn't release the arm knowing he needed to fulfill his duty of care. It's just what happened. And all week we've grappled with the nuances of the Matt Crouch and Zach Butters bumps. The MRO couldn't say with conviction that Butters made high contact with Bailey Banfield. It makes the AFL judicial system increasingly hard to follow. The league itself seems unfussed by last night's verdict, a rare set of circumstances combining for a unique outcome. I'd counter that view. Vigilance would dictate they should appeal the finding and remove a loophole before it plays on loop. The quality of mercy is admirable and an essential part of a legal system, but it's best to keep the football incidents in the realm of football. A blow from a person of exemplary character has the same effect as a blow from a person of bad character.